discover the French language with Jessica. It's right here. It's right now on French Your Way podcast.
Welcome to French Your Way podcast. This is episode 114, episode 114. A little while ago, I received a very unusual question from Stan, and I decided to make an episode about it. I'm quoting the question right now. My name is Stan, and I absolutely love your podcast, French Your Way, and French Voices. So that's actually not a question, more a statement and a little bit of a reminder that I have indeed two podcasts running. If you haven't done so yet, I invite you to check out French Voices, which is for probably the more advanced of you, but I supplied the transcript of the interviews, so it's also really good to tune your ear to French language and rhythm. Anyway, this is a part of my nightly daily routine. You have a lot of credibility in my eyes, and I was wondering if I could ask you a question. Sure. I found some videos online which are claiming to teach you French while you sleep. He sends me a link as an example. Can I ask you if this is a completely foolish idea, or does this have some scientific backing? Many thanks, Stan. So, I'm really, really glad that you find me credible and that you think I have authority in my field of teaching languages. I may be a little bit disappointing here because I'm not going to come forward with a straight answer as I like. I wanted to do a little experiment. In fact, this is what I had in mind. I thought, okay, I'm going to actually try this method and then test it, and like by being interviewed by someone to see if I can answer the questions of a language that I would have learned while sleeping. I was very enthusiastic about the idea. And yes, and so I thought then I will share my experience, and that's going to be fun. I was wondering which language I could actually learn because I needed someone to then interview me in that language. So at the beginning, I thought I wanted to learn Swedish because if you've been listening to French Voices podcast, I have interviewed Ludovic, who is a colleague of mine, and he's teaching French as a foreign language in Stockholm in Sweden, and he's learned the language quite well. So I thought, maybe we could do an episode together. And also because it was actually difficult to find methods for sleep learning online. I did find I did find a website that was offering Swedish lessons. The thing is, there was never a buy button, so I couldn't even purchase the course. I emailed this website, never got a reply. So anyway, during my research, I noticed that some methods to learn a language while sleeping had a bit of a disclaimer line, and sometimes, you know, you really have to dig to find it. And this disclaimer says that there isn't any word in that language in the audio. So it's easy to miss, it's easy not to see it, and to purchase the method thinking that you'd actually hear the language you want to learn. And that makes sense, right? But these methods, they were actually more positive affirmation tracks. So just things that you can apply to basically everything, even if you want to stop smoking, is like, you can do it, you are a smart learner, words go easily into your brain. I'm totally making these sentences up, but yes, so that's what some of these methods are about. So careful. So that experience didn't happen, and then I thought, wait, maybe I can actually learn Cantonese, because my husband speaks Cantonese, and then he, like, I know a few words, so that can give me a basis, but he says that my tones is completely wrong when I try to say something. It's always about my tone being wrong. So I thought, maybe if I hear Cantonese in my sleep, then it will magically help me correct my tone and therefore my accent. And this experience was aborted before it even started, because my husband said that it wouldn't work, and that we're just going to have nothing to say, and that episode would be would suck, basically. So that also shows our, position as non-believing in that method. When I say our position, is because when he said, "No, but it's completely pointless because I'm going to ask you questions and you're not going to be able to answer because it's not going to work." And I was like, "I know, but yeah, maybe we can try still." And so, yeah, deep down, I think and believe that these methods do not work. And actually, I've been doing a bit of a research online, and sleep learning, which has a scientific name, is called hypnopedic, doesn't have any scientific evidence. So what I see and read in some articles is that these methods may be good to complement and to reinforce formal learning, and they are made to be an added boost to your everyday method. It's not going to be breaking news, but it does seem that nothing can replace active learning, whether it's by immersion or studying from a textbook, a CD in a class, or by listening to my podcast while you're awake. So I'm very cautious about this type of methods like these, or like speak French fluently in 30 seconds or less. That probably doesn't exist, actually. But there are methods that claim you can learn a language in 3 weeks, 3 months. I already gave my opinion about these methods in an article, which is called "How Long Does It Take to Learn French?" It's published on my website, frenchaway.com.au. And I'm putting the link to this article in the show notes of this podcast episode. So yeah, I'm skeptical about basically any method that doesn't give you a real interaction with the teacher, which is a challenge when I choose which course to design or what to explain in my podcast episodes, because I know it only goes one way. So I'm not going to try to make you practice conversation, for example. It doesn't make sense to me. So maybe good to complement formal learning. But however, I also found some sites that were saying that some sources say that it's better to let your brain and subconscious rest during the night, not try to stimulate your subconscious. So I just wanted to ask you, because I don't have, as you see, like a real... Well, I have my opinion, but I didn't do the experiments, so maybe I'm wrong. What are your thoughts on this question? And have you tried it with French or any other language, for that matter? And did you notice a difference? I'd be really interested to know, and I'm sure Stan would find the answer very useful too. So you can comment in this episode. That's frenchaway.com.au/podcast114. Thanks a lot, and see you in the next episode of French Away Podcast.